Welcome, 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 everyone. We are live streaming at ITW 2024, and this is an exciting time. Major headlines dropping as we speak. I'm Jamie Scott-Okataya, CEO and founder of JSA, and this is JSA TV, JSA Podcast. Joining me today, I am thrilled to have Tito Costa. He is the Chief Revenue Officer of Alea Data Centers, of course, Brazil's leading eco-friendly digital infrastructure platform. Tito, welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
It is an exciting time and a crazy time. Let's talk sustainability.
Yes.
And what are we seeing with all this crazy weather patterns? Of course, huge flooding in Porto Alegre.
Yes.
And tell me, you have two data centers there. How are you doing?
Yes. It has been a very challenging moment for us in Brazil. As you mentioned, Porto Alegre is under a huge flood. Now, a lot of rains and stuff. So, unfortunately, the river or the lagoon, whatever you may call it, rose a lot. It affected a little bit of our operations over there. But luckily, we have two data centers there, one of them fully operational. So, 95%-ish of our workload is untouched by the water. So, we have been seeing a lot of involvement from the local community, a lot of enterprise companies that were literally underwater are bringing equipment by boat into our facility. So it's crazy. So it's almost a war zone kind of thing. But luckily, we're still operational. We are helping and supporting the community. But as you said, it's totally attached to this ecosystem thing and what's going on with the nature and in the globally, I mean.
Climate crisis.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you don't recognize it as is.
And, it is.
And for sure, sustainability at the forefront, thankfully, of Alea's mission.
Yes.
Tell us about how you prioritize this and really why it's so important to your company.
Well, as you look into the situation in Porto Alegre, for us, it's super, super important. It's not about greenwash anything. I mean, we source our power 100% is renewable sources. So we are 100% committed to those type of energy. We are also just recently, we raised a sustainability-linked bond, so attached with WEs, PUEs. So that affects the interest rate of our bond. So we are fully committed to what's going on over there. And also, it's the first time that a Latin America company attached other metrics which are around what's going on with women in our industry. We're pushing the boundaries towards the amount of women in leadership. That's also one of the metrics that we have in the sustainability linked bond. So we are also trying to push a little bit on that because within the data center industry, as you know, we have just so many women working over there.
Incredibly forward looking. Incredible.
Yes.
I've never heard of attaching it to the bond like that. Clearly,
it is.
Putting your
if I do, money. I mean, one woman less in the leadership of the company, that affects our interest rate. So that's how much
Amazing.
We are invested in this movement.
Love that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And we also should say Brazil.
Yes.
Incredible growth market. Significant, particularly in the technology sector.
It is.
How are you even able to meet these growing demands? It's insane.
Well, it is. I mean, the problems that you see worldwide in terms of power, they are majorly linked towards the transmissions of the power, not only the generation aspect of it. What happens in Brazil that doesn't happen anywhere else, or at least doesn't happen in the U.S., is that we not only have a green type of utility in Brazil, 70-ish, 75% of the Brazilian utility comes from renewable sources, but also in Brazil, we are allowed to build the transmission lines and then give that back to the utility provider. That makes a difference because now we don't have that bottleneck that some companies are facing in the U.S. and in Mexico, for example. We don't have those in Brazil. So I feel like our idea of growing outside the big tier one metros like Rio and São Paulo, for example, yeah. Going to Porto Alegre, Curitiba, Brasília, and other cities that we are exploiting now, position ourselves into the as of now, only platform, data center platform that's willing to push content data outside of the core of the country. Brazil is bigger than Rio and São Paulo, and I feel like the majority of the international companies that I talk with are beginning to understand that and are willing to make that move towards a little bit closer to the edge.
Again, incredibly forward thinking. Unbelievable.
Well, I like to say that we are in the right path. I don't know if that's that forward, but yeah, I feel like we tend to go a little bit deep than all the other players over there.
From what I'm seeing, yes.
Yeah,
all right, AI. Can't get you off this hot seat without talking AI.
Absolutely.
Obviously, yeah. It's dominating it's our conversation here at ITW. Yeah. Also dominating our industry, our need for more,
yes.
more.
Yeah.
How are you preparing for the increased workload and needed capacity?
So as coming back from the utility side of it, when you talk about the capacity of having, we can actually have access to power in Brazil with fairly easily compared to the U.S. and other countries in Latin America. What comes to mind is also the flexibility of the buildings that you have to put in place. Because the data center that you're building now, within 2 years, let me backstep a little bit. 5 years from now, whenever you come to an ITW or a PTC conference, the usual density of a cabinet would be around 10-ish kilowatt per cabinet. Mm-hmm. From 2 years from now we are reaching 15, and now we are talking 40. Chances are I just came from the San Jose, NVIDIA just deployed one node, two cabinets, 120 kilowatt per cabinet.
Yes.
And this is yesterday, right? And we have to build data centers now that will live for 20 years. What will happen with cap density throughout this period of time? So you need to build flexible. And luckily at ELEA, we have been able to do that. We have been retrofitting the data centers that we had before. So a little bit on the sustainability side of things. Okay. We are not just dumping old buildings. We are trying to repurpose the buildings that we currently have and operate. But also whenever we are looking for the land banks that we have attached to our data centers or within the metros where we operate, we are always looking to the opportunity of putting liquid cooled solutions that we are trying to, again, forward thinking a little bit, what will be the capacity or density of those cabinets in 5-10 years from now. That's what we have been doing. We have ready to go liquid cool data center expansion to be put together in São Paulo. Looking forward to do that also in Rio and our expansions in Brasília. So yeah, that's pretty much what we have been doing. And looking forward for what will land in our facility.
Incredible. Guys, you've heard it here first. Tito Costa, the Chief Revenue Officer at ELEA Data Centers. Brazil's leading eco-friendly digital infrastructure platform. Got an incredible job.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you also, viewers, for tuning in to JSA TV. Happy networking.
Bye-bye.